Here with senior linebacker of the NDSU Bison football team, Logan Kopp. Logan, you guys had a lot of adversity to deal with last weekend, whether you look at a fake punt that was converted, the interception in the red zone by the offense, the weather delay for 2.5 hours. How were you guys able to just stay so level-headed? And you only gave up that one score early, and you just locked it down from there.
Yeah, it was definitely a unique game, a couple situations that I've never been a part of in 5 years. And so in a sense, it was fun to kind of have a new experience. Also, obviously, some frustrations, whether it be delays or injuries or anything in between. But we know that a football game lasts 60 minutes on the clock. And whether you have the worst first half that you ever play, you get 30 more minutes to play after that. And so that's kind of our mindset. We didn't play our best offensively or defensively in the first half. But the great part about it was we had a second half. That's a great thing about football, 30 more minutes to play. And so we were able to come out with a little bit of extra fuel and just clean up our mistakes from the first half and have a great second half.
I think a lot of people in some capacity, even if it's Little League baseball, they've dealt with a delay of some sort. It's like a 30-minute weather delay. You guys dealt with almost 2.5 hours. Coach was talking about how he helped make like 200 sandwiches to just keep you guys fueled up. How were you able to keep your bodies and your minds really just clean for that 2.5 hours? I mean, that's the length of a football game.
Yeah, it wasn't easy. We were getting ready to come back out for the second half, and they kind of stopped us, sent us back in the locker room, and pretty much told us we're going to be in there for a while, but we don't know exactly how long. And so at that point, they told us to stay loose, to stay focused, but to stay loose. And so we were able to get the pads off, get the cleats off, and relax a little bit. And big old different things going on. There were games being played, books being read, people, we were watching football games, guys were taking naps, anything to kind of get our mind off of football to kind of calm down a bit, because we didn't know how long it was going to be, while at the same time still staying focused, knowing that at some point we were going to have to finish the game. And so I think we did a good job, players and coaches included, of just kind of having that calm looseness to us, but also staying focused at the task at hand.
When that second half began, how crucial was that interception you guys got to be able to take it back down to the 4-yard line, the offense to be able to get a score into it and to extend that lead, almost feeling like a whole new ball game?
100%. It was huge. We knew coming out of halftime, it's a 10-7 ball game, and they're getting the ball. We knew we had to turn it around and play a lot better of a second half, and we're able to get warmed back up and get some energy from the sideline from literally the first snap, and able to have a fortunate play and get the ball back for our offense. And from that point on, we were rolling. And so that's just what we needed, was just kind of one big play to get the crowd on the feet, to get the sideline going, and we were rolling from there.
As we now look ahead to this weekend's Dakota Marker game for you guys, another crack at South Dakota State, this time down in Brookings. I know last season was the first time you had an opportunity to win the marker in your collegiate career. Where are you guys at in making sure that you're going to keep that rock this year?
Yeah, we're super excited. Anytime we get to play these guys, it's always a competitive game. As we talked about earlier, it's going to be a 60-minute four-quarter battle. And so we're ready for that. We're preparing for that, the same as we prepare for any other week of practice. So we had a good Monday yesterday. I'm looking forward to continuing hopping on the prep and have a high intensity, high focused week, trusting that the coaches are going to put us in the best position to be successful. And we're excited to play under the lights on Saturday. Should be a lot of fun. Hopefully we can keep that marker in Fargo.
Starting quarterback Chase Mason, last week he got a little bit banged up. As of right now, middle of the week, really don't know what percentage he's at. You might be playing against one quarterback, you might play against two quarterbacks. How do you approach that as a captain on this team and a guy that's leading that defense? Or does anything even change for you guys when you're trying to approach a possible two quarterback system?
Yeah, we're not too focused on it right now. We know that whoever's in the game for them at whatever position, they're a talented football team with depth, and they're going to give us their best shot. And so whoever's in at quarterback, whoever's in at running back, whoever's playing O-line, we're going to attack it the same way. We're going to come out with the same energy and the same intensity and play our brand of football. We're going to focus on ourselves, not focus on the other team. That's what's provided us a lot of success in the past and what we'll continue to do.
I know every week, regardless of who the opponent is, where you're playing at, you try and have the same process for it. But knowing that this is for the marker, knowing it's on national television, knowing that it's a late 8 p.m. kickoff, it will be just a little bit different. How do you guys approach specifically Saturday to keep yourselves amped up, knowing that you're basically going to wait the entire day before you get a kickoff and get rolling?
Yeah, we talk about it being a slow burn. By that meaning, throughout the day on Saturday, we can't wake up in the morning and just be completely ready to go and waste all our energy in the morning. We know that we have a long day of preparation. So same as kind of with the rain delay, staying cool, calm, and collected and loose throughout the day while also staying focused on what we know is coming up. And so keeping that slow burn throughout the day is going to be really important, keeping our minds locked in. We've done it in the past. We've had night games in the past, and obviously this will be a big one. And so coaches have a good plan for us throughout the day as far as how to keep us busy and occupied and in the right state of mind. And so it'll be definitely, a lot of build up and a lot of excitement leading up to. And I think it's going to result in a really, really fun football game.
Last season, both matchups, the regular season and the playoff game against SDSU, they came down to big defensive stops late in the ball game. Where do you guys need to be the cleanest defensively to be successful on Saturday night?
Yeah, I think it just starts up front with our D-line, that they get knocked back and they play on the other team's line of scrimmage. When they do that, when they're eating up blocks, it makes it really easy. It opens up for the back seven. So it all starts up front with those guys. Beyond that, it's just communication. If we are all on the same page, if all 11 guys on defense are on the same page and communicating the right way, I believe that we're going to have success on almost every play. It's when we miscommunicate, when somebody's on the wrong page, that a big play happens or a critical misassignment, whatever happens. So as long as we're playing physical and communicating well, I think we're going to have a lot of success. And I think ultimately the more physical team is going to win the football game.